Hello, for the next half hour, sit back and enjoy Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. My mantras in producing these shows is it's all about the music, and just to prove it, every title in today's show contains the word music. Here's Bill Vlasic, recorded in concert on the Wurlitzer of Manual High School, Indianapolis in 1991, with the perfect opener for such a theme, Say It With Music. Irving Berlin, Say It With Music, from the 1921 Music Box Review, played by Bill Vlasic. In 1934, Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz provided the music for a moderately successful but now forgotten show, oddly titled Revenge With Music. Of the eight songs introduced, only You and the Night and the Music survived, becoming a great jazz and big band standard. This is John Seng's take on the song, taped in 1965 on the Howell-Wurlitzer Hybrid in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary, Mundelein, Illinois. Thank you. Back to Irving Berlin and a song that he composed for the show Face the Music. The standout number from that musical, which opened at Broadway's New Amsterdam Theatre in February of 1932, was recorded by Jesse Crawford in 1958 for a Decca LP. And ever since I heard the Burt Ambrose arrangement, Soft Lights and Sweet Music has been one of my perennial favourites. Soft Lights and Sweet Music, Jesse Crawford and the Robert Morden in the long-gone Lorin Whitney Studio in Glendale, California. An obvious choice for a programme about music in the song title is, of course, The Sound of Music, composed by Rodgers and Hammerstein in 1959. Dave Wickerham, who last year was one of the stars of the Cinema Organ Society Northern Convention, taped this track on the Wurlitzer-Kimball Hybrid in the Calvary Christian Assembly in Seattle, Washington, for a 2014 CD release. Thank you. John Mann and the novelty The Musical Typist, composed by British bandleader Ronnie Munro, from a 1973 LP recorded on the ex-Granada Wandsworth Road Wurlitzer in the home of Les and Edith Rawl in Northolt. Their son Len Rawl now takes us up to the Wurlitzer at the time in the Free Trade Hall in Manchester for a song from Ivor Novello's 1936 musical Careless Rapture. This is the utterly charming Music in May. What a great pity it is that we rarely hear the music of Ivor Novello anymore, and far less get the opportunity to see a revival of his musicals. Frank Lesser and Burton Lane wrote the music for a 1940 Paramount film, Dancing on a Dime, which featured this next song, I Hear Music. It has, of course, since become a standard and is well suited to Brian Rodwell's jazzy style. This track was recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Paramount later Odeon Leeds. Thank you. I Hear Music, Brian Rodwell and the Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer, from an LP issued in the 1970s. In 1944, Robert Wright and George Forrest wrote an operetta about Edvard Grieg and his childhood friends. Song of Norway borrowed heavily from the music of Grieg, of course, a formula that Wright and Forrest repeated for their adaptation of Borodin's music for Kismet in 1953. Harry Koenig, a professional musician who started his career in the silent movie era, taped one of its songs, Strange Music, on the Wurlitzer in the Senate Theatre Detroit for an album to benefit his own cancer charity. The haunting, strange music based on Edvard Grieg's Wedding Day at Trollhagen. My final track today goes yet again to Irving Berlin. Let's Face the Music and Dance was written in 1936 for the Astaire Rogers movie Follow the Fleet. This arrangement was released in 2016 by one of the house organists of the Musical Museum in Brentford, Middlesex, Chris Barber, playing its ex-Regal Kingston Wurlitzer. Thank you. Chris Barber, not to be confused with the jazz musician of the same name, and Let's Face the Music and Dance, close today's Hot Pipes. I'll be with you at the same time next week when I hope to again have the pleasure of your company. If you enjoy these shows, please do contact the station or indeed myself. We'd love to hear from you. Until next week then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.